Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It is the Lake Show here on an unsettled Friday night. Weather-wise, we had rain move through. And the forecast earlier in the day said, yeah, we may get a little rain. Up in the northern suburbs, it rained pretty darn good. Now, I don't think high school football is in jeopardy. They will ultimately get the games in. But as you know, the rule, if there is lightning, they need to go into a 30-minute hold, clear the stadium, clear the field. But it appears as though the real heavy stuff has already moved east of the St. Croix and north of Eau Claire already. So it is moving out of here rapidly. But there's still some shower activity in the northern suburbs, and that will continue to slide through and once again continue to move east. So those football games that were maybe scheduled at 6 may be delayed at the start. Most of the games at 7 o'clock tonight. We should be in good shape for high school football. Once again, west of the metro area in pretty good shape. And we should be in good shape for the Twins and the Diamondbacks' final homestand of the year. Underway for the Twins, it'll be the Diamondbacks this weekend, the Yankees early next week, and then the Guardians will close it out with 4 games in 3 days next weekend, and you'll hear them all here on the home of the Twins. By the way, Pablo Lopez on the mound. We'll have the lineup card at 6:30. But I want to start with the great local sports headline. By the way, Dan Cook and Alec Lewis did a deep dive on the Vikes, so we'll probably not revisit that here in the lead-up to the Twins game at 6:30. But I want to talk about Nafisa Collier and the Minnesota Lynx, the number one seed going into the WNBA playoffs. And we have learned they will open Sunday noon, and they will play Golden State, the Valkyries, in game one. Once again, a noon start at Target Center. And then the Lynx resume their playoff series, and that'll be Wednesday night at Target Center. And game two of the series is at 9 o'clock our time. So we get a noon start on Sunday, and then a late one on Wednesday night, of course, to accommodate television. But the big story is the Lynx close out the season. MVP, as she's become known this season, clearly the MVP of the league. There are a lot of other great players, no doubt, but she joined the legendary 50-40-90 club. And if you heard that following the game, or if you heard that at any point today, you're kind of like, 50-40-90. That is shooting percentage, three-point percentage, and free throw percentage. 50% from the field, 40% from outside the arc, and 90% plus from the charity stripe. And only one other player in WNBA history did it, and that was Elena Delladon in 2019. And if you're looking at NBA history and how rare this is, Steph Curry, Dirk Nowitzki, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant are the only players that have ever done that, 50-40-90. And I have to admit, I didn't pay a lot of attention to that stat. And then to learn that after the game, I was like, wow, that is amazing. And I think of all those numbers, you know, if you're a good three-point shooter, chances are, you know, a lot of big guys, you know, will go better than 50% from the field. I don't think that's particularly rare. And then, of course, great three-point shooters, you know, can get over 40 in a season. I think to be able to do that with 90% plus free throw shooting, that is incredible. And like I say, the big guys down low, you know, Shaquille O'Neal comes to mind. You know, what was his shooting percentage when he got the ball down on the block? I mean, out of this world. But it was probably better than his free throw percentage. Shaq was probably way over 50% in his career down low, and way below 50% from the free throw line. So it is an amazing number for a team, and we've brought it up before, and I've talked about it on the weekend, and I think I've talked about it here filling in for Henry Lake. This is a team, anything shy of the WNBA Finals would be a bitter disappointment. Now, we don't know how injuries are going to play out in the playoffs. Early on in a best-of-three series, that can be fraught with peril. But I think they are overwhelming favorites, obviously, in the first round. But WNBA Finals, and what's great about the WNBA Finals, and as deep and as talented and as good as the coaching is, for the Minnesota Lynx, the finals are now best of seven. A long time coming. I don't know what took them so long, but certainly a good move. Chris Tubbs is still in, our producer. He worked drive time with Dan Cook, sitting in for Jason DeRusha today. Bag to fee. Mm-hmm. It is extraordinary. I mean, you look at the work, and then on top of it, you know, not only a great player in a great year, a tremendous leader, and on top of it, a labor leader. She's right smack dab in the middle of this collective bargaining agreement that's not going particularly well, the negotiations between the players and the owners. And that'll go into full swing in the off season. And then she's a big wheel in that 3-on-3 league. I mean, she's got a lot going on.
Yeah, she
had a whale of a year.
Yeah, she does, and you would think that, you know, and being a young mom too, that you add that to everything else, it's amazing. You've got the business side of it, you've got the family side of it, you got the basketball side of it, and then, oh, by the way, you're also involved in the collective bargaining. There is so much that's being put on her plate right now. Now, some of it, I mean, she's inviting all of it. And I don't know how you would handle everything, but the very fact that she is not at least showing outwardly that she is just burnt out, because this is more than burning the candle at two ends. This is, you know, splitting the wax in half and lighting all four sides.
Yeah, and I just think it is incredible what this human being is doing right now, as you pointed out, on the floor and then off the court. Like I say, the 3-on-3 league, They brought in more investors.
Mm-hmm.
The league continues to grow in value. And, you know, so you've got the business side of that, but also, you know, going to bat for all the players and being right in the middle of the Players Association, trying to get a new deal with the owners. So as the league grows and attendance grows and television ratings grow, the players rightfully want a bigger bite of the pie. They want more money.
And think about that. You know, even if it's going bad, like, she has to keep her professionalism being a member of the Lynx, all while knowing that things are not going well at the negotiating table.
Yeah. And like I say, that's going to heat up in earnest following the season. I mean, they're going to play it out. And I would assume for the most part right now is move into the playoffs. Game one coming up on Sunday at noon at Target Center. I think it worked out well. You get the Lynx and game one at noon. You get the Vikes on Sunday Night Football. By the way, a beat up Viking team. So and you get the Twins in there as well in the final game of the series. So it's going to be very busy in town, sports wise. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and get you up to date on some of the key games in high school football. And once again, the radar picture: the heaviest rain, Elk River, Ramsey, you know, sliding through Anoka County as we speak. And that'll continue to track to the east toward the St. Croix and move over the river. So things are going to dry out. We should be good for high school football. By the way, week three, we'll preview those games. We'll have a sneak peek at the Twins lineup as well behind Pablo Lopez on a Friday night. Twins and Diamondbacks coming up at 6:30. We'll return with final pitch after the game here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is the Lake Show ahead of the Twins and the Diamondbacks. Game one of the three-game series at Target Field. Rain is moving out, and we'll find out very shortly if they're going to be able to start on time or if there's going to be a brief delay. But once again, heaviest rain, northern suburbs, southeast suburbs, down toward Red Wing, and that continues to slide to the east. Keeping an eye on the radar right now, downtown should be in good shape, and we should be able to get it started. And really, Pablo Lopez, Chris Tubbs, you and I worked together when Pablo pitched coming back.
I think that was a week ago tonight, wasn't it? Like a week ago tonight?
Yeah, and he was really good. They got beat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
But I said, hey, they got beat. Wins and losses. But for him to come back, want to come back, and pitch the way he did, that's a feel-good story in a season that hasn't had a lot of those.
Yeah. You want to make sure that Pablo's healthy going into next season. I mean, I think that's, we're not concerned about where they've, where the Twins are in the standings, and all of that is a moot point at this, you know, at this juncture of the season. Make sure that your guys are healthy going into the off season so they can get in their regular work and you can be ready to go once you get to train to spring training.
We did get something on the text line, Twins related. Why do the Twins both start and end their season on the road? Is it weather related? It's been this way the past few seasons. I guess I haven't paid that much attention. I know typically they'll open on the road, and that is weather related. Especially when you're starting in late March. They're trying to give it a week. I wish they'd cut it back to 154 games, and they could start in April. And they could end the season a little earlier, but that's just me. I guess I haven't paid attention. I would assume weather is a factor, particularly early in the year. But thanks for that text. And you're always welcome to call or text 651-461-9226. Twins lineup card coming up at 6:30. But I did want to get into high school football tonight. Week number 3, big night all over the state. And I went through the schedule, and I came up with some key games tonight. How about Spuds Skippers? Two of the great nicknames in high school sports in the state. Number 5 Moorhead, number 2 Minnetonka tonight, Spuds Skippers tonight. Number 4 Edina at number 8 Eden Prairie. And Edina has the great quarterback slash hockey player in Mason West. And as good a hockey player is, I've been really impressed by his quarterback play. He's a big kid. He is really, really good. Down in Lakeville, North at South tonight. Big one in the northern suburbs. Number 7 Centennial at number 2 Champlin Park. The Cougars and the Rebels, both 2-0. Number 3, Shakopee, has one of the longer road trips in the metro area tonight. Sabres on the road. They play the Ponies in Stillwater. I hope they left early. Now, you're leaving Shakopee. Now, it's not all that bad in the afternoon. Heading north on 169. Getting over the ferry bridge. It's 494, that's a challenge. They got to make that trek from 169 all the way around to the East Metro, and then all the way up to 36. And then once you get to 694 and 36, it's still kind of a haul to Stillwater.
Yeah, they got
to. You know, Shakopee to Stillwater, that is a road trip.
And it's still part of the Metro.
Yeah.
All part of the Metro.
For sure. Yeah. So number 3 Sabres, good team there. Moundsview, a tall order at number 1 Maple Grove tonight. The Crimson, a solid number 1. And down in Mankato, it is West at East tonight. And, of course, in football, West has dominated. East has had the better of it in some other sports. And then number 1 in 5A, Chan. The short trip out to Waconia. And Chan, the number 1 team once again in 5A, out at Waconia. And Waconia, great community. And they have put a ton into their sports facilities out there. So a big night, week 3 already, high school football. So if you're out and about, headed to a game, once again, quick check of that radar. We're in good shape. Once again, North Metro, a bit of an issue. Still some pretty heavy rain up in the Elk River area, sliding straight east through Anoka County. And that is going to once again clip northern Washington County, where it's still raining. It certainly could be raining in Stillwater, speaking of that, right now. But that'll slide out of here, and we should be in good shape. Once again, no severe weather, some rain, even some spots seeing heavy rain as a result. All right, Twins downtown, game one of the three-game set as they get the final homestand of the year started against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Pablo Lopez will be on the mound tonight for the home nine, and here's how they're going to go. Byron Buxton will lead off. He'll be in center field. Martin's in left and bat second. Larnach will DH and bat third. In the cleanup spot, Keyshaw at second in the five-hole. Walner in right. Batting sixth, Royce Lewis over at third base. Batting seventh, Brooks Lee at short. Batting eighth, Cody Clemens over at first. And then Pareto will catch. Once again, Buxton, Martin, Larnach, Keyshaw, Walner, Lewis, Lee, Clemens, Pareto for the Twins behind Pablo Lopez. And, you know, there's no doubt I'm pulling for Pablo. And, Chris, you and I got into it a week ago. And I don't think anybody would have batted an eye if he would have done the rehab assignment and they would have said, eh, we're going to shut her down.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to push. I think you lead this up to Pablo. If Pablo wants to go out there and make sure that he's feeling ready to go, then I think Pablo's earned the right to go out there and say, hey, I want to be able to at least go out and finish the season.
Hey, I want to earn my paycheck.
Well, plus set an example for some of these younger kids.
Yeah.
You know, the Sammy Woods Richardson and, you know, Zebby Matthews and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, it is, once again, a bright spot in what has been a tough finish to the season for the Twins. We'll be back following the game with Final Pitch here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. And then tomorrow, we'll be back. We'll have kind of an abbreviated college football final as the area teams, Northern Sun, well underway. St. John's, Bethel get started tomorrow. The MIAC still a week away from getting their conference season started. So we'll have some scores for you. Of course, Big Ten top 25 as well. Rain moving away. Twins, Diamondbacks on the radio coming up. Big thanks to Chris Tubbs. And we'll talk to you following the ball game right here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.